If you speak to the farmers now, majority of the farmers are faced with the difficulties of getting labor in, because the construction industry is booming. So the laborers that used to work on the farms, they have moved to construction industry, obviously with better pay. 20 years ago, perhaps, you know, if the farmer had 4 children, 2 will work on the farm and 2 will go to school, because education was not affordable. Last year, you would have recalled that there was outcry from farmers that they can't find laborers, no? And we had resorted to the correction services, and we pulled people to assist us, and which is good, but we have a shortage, because we can't have the mill run and stop and run and stop, because, you know, the supply is not there. The mill can be only efficient if there's proper supply of cane.
But opposition SODELPA MP Michaeli Leaweri has grave concerns about the plan, saying unskilled labour isn't needed in Fiji.
But to bring people over, you need people with, experts in lab technicians, doctors, and others who have the qualifications to come and at least have an input into the economy of this country. The problem with these people, with due respect, they come in, they get paid, and they also taking away the terms of the people here. Where will they find employment?
Well, wouldn't the government have had a reason to bring in workers from Bangladesh and Indonesia if they can't find local workers to do things like building in the wake of Cyclone Winston, and also to cut the sugarcane?
Get people over to do the work. That shows a very, it's not very good for the country, because we have people. Even if they say that people are not happy to work in the cane fields, I don't think so. If they go to the villages, people are just looking for ways to make extra money. Bringing people is not a very good for us. No, we're sending people to Australia and New Zealand, seasonal workers.
Bringing in cheap labour from overseas to cut cane, I mean, that's what happened in the late 19th century, bringing in the Indian Gurmitis over.
We're going back to the blackbirding days, and I do not know the move behind this. I just cannot understand this.
However, the cane farmers themselves seem to be happy, with the CEO of the Cane Growers Association, Mohammed Rafiq, saying the government's plan should be supported.
Government is trying all the best to bring in the mechanical harvesters, but on the other side, we can see that the mechanical harvesters won't be able to harvest the cane on the hilly part. So it has solved our problem. It is trying to solve the problem of harvesting, because we have labor shortage. There is no doubt about that. We have labor shortage, and the laborers are not willing to harvest cane. Even if they want to harvest, their harvesting rate is too high. The demand is too high. After getting assistance from the government, the cooperatives have been able to, bring in harvesters. So this has eased our problem, but just onto the area, flat land areas, harvester won't be able to harvest cane on the hilly part. Now the people with the hilly farms, they are complaining that we are getting shortage of laborers. We don't have laborers. So what are you going to do for us? What are you going to do about us? So the government has got the plan in them, because we have cane cutters, but they are not sufficient, or if they are there, their demand is very high.
So you think this idea of the government of importing cane cutters from Asian countries is a good idea?
Yeah, it is a good idea, because this is just a temporary measure, because they'll just want to try it out whether it will really solve our problem or